This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. You know why they're after the Second Amendment so aggressively right now? It's because they can't succeed in their communist takeover of the country when the people can fight back and defend their nation. That's what it's all about. Underneath, I mean, the whole, oh, let's save the children slogan and claim, that is not what they're all about. They're just using children for their deeper goal, their more insidious goal, which is to disarm America. Because if you look throughout history at the communist takeovers, the communist revolutions, they succeeded when the population was already disarmed. Even go back to Nazi Germany. Look at Hitler and the Holocaust. They disarmed the Jews first. Hitler's gun control, his famous Gun Control Act, I think it was 1933. And in fact, America's gun control was modeled after Nazi Germany's gun control. There's a historical fact that you don't hear very often, but I think it was 1933. And after they passed that, and they criminalized citizens owning most guns, then it was so much easier to go round them up and stuff them onto boxcar trains and take them to the concentration camps, march them into the ovens, use them for medical experiments for IG Farben, which became Bayer Pharmaceuticals later, or Bayer is one of the three that it was broken up into. But my point is that they know they have to disarm the population first in order to take over with their fascist slash communist agenda. So the attacks on the Second Amendment are about clearing the way for the next part of the plan, which is a national takeover. And during these communist takeovers that we've seen throughout history, they routinely murder. They murder the patriots, those who are trying to defend their nation. They get sent to the gulags or just killed or executed right there in the street. This is what the communists do. Communist takeovers, they fit a pattern, and that pattern is being pursued right now by Antifa. Antifa will become the militant wing of the attempted communist takeover, but they don't dare attempt it while the American people are armed. So what they have to achieve is an Australian-style voluntary surrender of firearms. I should say voluntary slash mandatory. It was promoted as voluntary. Like, yeah, turn in your guns and you'll be given an award, a financial reward. You know, here's $100 for your gun. But it was also mandatory. Like, you had to turn them in by a certain date. So publicly they say, oh, you have to volunteer your firearms, you know, in the interest of a safer society, to stop the school shootings, to make a safer community. You have to turn in your guns. And if you don't, by a certain date, you're going to be a criminal felon and we'll come take them. And the people of Australia turned in their guns because they don't have a Second Amendment in Australia. And as a result, Australia is now a place of extreme government tyranny, by the way, and rising violent crime. That's the other thing. Since the guns were taken away from the citizens, violent crime has only increased in Australia because gun confiscation from law-abiding citizens never really works to reduce crime, does it? Because the criminals, by definition, don't turn in their guns because they're criminals. They don't follow the law. After all, somebody who's willing to murder someone or rape someone or kidnap someone, I don't think they're that interested in following the gun laws in the first place. So we shouldn't be surprised that they kept their guns, and then all of a sudden, Australia found itself in a circumstance where the law-abiding citizens were completely disarmed. And the guns were held just by the criminals and the government. And in some cases, those are indistinguishable. The government becomes the criminals in certain cases. We saw that in America with Waco, Texas. The government assault and the government using chemical weapons against women and children in that so-called compound in Waco, Texas, David Koresh. That's a part of U.S. history, by the way. That's what happens. And that was about a gun confiscation issue. The government wanted David Koresh on weapons charges. They claimed that he had been manufacturing Class 3 automatic weapons without a proper license. This was actually the basis of the whole thing. And rather than picking him up when he went to town, when he went in to buy groceries or something like that, they staged an assault on his compound and mass murdered the women and children, along with other men, who were in the Waco compound. It was a religious sect kind of thing. But that's their choice. That's their right. If they want to gather together in a religion, that's their deal. And then, of course, the government and the media fabricated fake accusations. Oh, they're abusing children inside. Totally fake. It was just a justification to commit mass murder. That's why they said that. In any case, the attempt to confiscate firearms from the American people is nothing other than a prelude to an attempted communist takeover, a communist coup, a wipeout of the patriots and the pro-America people, the pro-Trump people, the pro-Second Amendment people. The good news in all of this is if you never voluntarily give up your guns, they lose. They can't come take them from you by force. You know why? Because they don't have enough people. Or they don't have enough people who want to die, I should say. They don't have enough, there aren't police officers and National Guard troops who just have a death wish and want to just march into everybody's home to collect their pistols and rifles when those people are very capable of shooting back, you see. Nobody's on a suicide mission like that. So it doesn't work if you try to take them by force. The only way it works is if you get the population to turn in their guns voluntarily. And how do you do that? Well, you make sure that there's all kinds of hype about school shootings and children being murdered. And hey, if you have to stand down some sheriffs in Broward County to make sure they don't stop the shooting so that the body count goes higher and higher, well, that's just par for the course. You just order them to stand down as they were ordered to do. And then, you know, you make sure there's more children killed because that feeds the narrative. And then you have media prop up, you know, the students who want to go public and become anti-gun heroes. And you make sure they get on CNN. You make sure they get a book deal. You make sure they start getting awards and everything. The whole thing's engineered. It's all fabricated. The point is to convince the American people to give up their guns voluntarily so that they cannot defend themselves against the communist takeover. So as long as you don't give up your guns, as long as you stand your ground and make sure that you keep your rifles, you keep your pistols, you keep your 30-round magazines, you keep your gear, you keep your Second Amendment intact, they can never win because they will never be able to launch that assault, that attempted takeover, because the American people will fight back. That's what this is all about. When you peel back the layers, this is underneath it all. This is the real, real story. This is the deep story, the deep strategy behind all of this, is a better way to say that. Which means that we, the people, the real patriots of America, we can win this in an instant simply by deciding to do so, by deciding to never give up our guns, never surrender our Second Amendment rights, never allow ourselves to be ruled by tyrants. As long as we simply stick to our guns, literally and metaphorically, we have won because they can't take over while we're armed, because they know we will fight back. So the takeaway from this is no matter what happens, no matter what, how big of a false flag, no matter how many children are shot up in a school by some government brainwashed Manchurian candidate, no matter how bad some event is or mass killing event, it doesn't give the government the right to take away your right to defend yourself against criminals or against rogue government. Your rights remain intact as long as you assert them. I'm going to say that again. Your rights remain intact as long as you assert them. You win by asserting your rights. You lose by surrendering and, in effect, nullifying your own rights yourself. If you do that, if you nullify your own rights, if you surrender, they will take over. And you will find yourself living in a society, an authoritarian, radical left-wing society run by deranged left-wing lunatics. You know, like the senators and Nancy Pelosi's and Hillary Clinton's of the world. If that's the world that you want to live in, then keep on giving up your rights. But if that doesn't appeal to you, if you'd rather live in a free society, then stand by the Second Amendment. You can read my website, secondamendment.news, where we cover this. We also have guns.news. Check those out for a lot of news almost every day on Second Amendment and gun control topics. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I'm also the publisher of newstarget.com. And of course, I am a legal gun owner and very proficient in firearms for self-defense, as I encourage you to be as well. Thank you for listening. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out. HealthRangerStore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at HealthRangerStore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.